The Morning Hog Show, Riggs and Guy Brew Review. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour on this lovely Friday. Josh and Amelia, lovely. And at SR Parrot World Headquarters, where we're in the midst of a dogfish head four-pack of yums. We had a couple flavors on the front side. Again, as Josh told you, dogfish head doing their first shot at the BOGO time. So you can get to, what, a Publix right now. And if they're in stock, you can get those buy one, get one free.
Or you can go to srprod.com/beerfights.
That's right. What is on tap next?
Well, first, I want to address the fact that you just called me lovely when we came back.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I appreciate that.
I mean, I meant your personality, but if you want to take it physically, that's fine. That's cool.
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. There's
a lot of love in the holiday season, you know what I mean?
So what we have next is the classic Dogfish 90-Minute Imperial IPA.
Ooh, I like that word.
Yeah, clocks in at 9%.
Woo! Hello.
So it's a big boy. But it's still not a palate wrecker, like Guy likes to say. It's still easy to drink on the scale of Imperial IPAs.
Yeah, not a nose that says it's going to knock you down, but certainly a good
one. Yes. Honestly, the Dogfish, I haven't had a Dogfish Head IPA in a while. What makes this flavor so distinct and unique from the other IPAs? Because this isn't syrupy like some IPAs are.
So you're actually getting a little bit more malt backbone on this one.
Malt.
Yeah, so you're getting the hops right up front. There's a little bit more of a malt backbone. The 9% it's there, but it's not like knocking you out.
No, it's not in your face.
And the 90-minute is the same concept we just talked about with the 60-minute as far as the way they continually hop for 90 minutes on this one. So you're getting even more of the hop flavor characteristics, the aroma, the bitterness, and then finishes out with that nice malt backbone to it.
The 60-minute was fantastic. This one is phenomenal.
Right, agreed.
Oh, no, I was going to say, so the Imperial, that means it's a higher ABV, right?
Right. With it clocking at 9%, most Imperials are clocking in right around 8% higher.
So okay.
We're falling right in that range of an Imperial.
By the way, Josh mentioned it, but Malt Backbone, also one of the more underrated bands coming out of the grunge era. If you remember Malt Backbone, they were not from Seattle. That was the problem. They didn't get the respect. They were from Phoenix, and nobody respected them.
Exactly.
But they had that song, I Can't See My Face. And, I mean, they were great, Malt Backbone. If you look them up, too. Google it, you know.
I'll do that later when I check out the... I will mention... Yep. When it comes to this BOGO program, 90-minute is a little bit more expensive than the other three we'll be talking about today. So just be aware of that when you go out there. However, that, in my opinion, makes it almost a better buy.
So that,
you're usually paying more for 90 minutes. If you can get that BOGO,
that's
killer.
Okay, so that was going to be my question, but you answered it. So that also is, because sometimes they'll not include, like, the your special beers wouldn't be included in the BOGO, but this is. You just pay a little bit more, but you get more coming back.
Yep. Everything we're talking about today should be part of that BOGO program.
Love that.
Like I said, the participation varies, so just check out your local your grocery stores and see what's going on.
I'm getting two carts when I go to Publix today. One for the food, one for the beer. That's the way to
exactly.
do it.
Yeah.
While you guys
were a lot of palate.
While you guys were chatting it up, I may have finished.
Did you fit? Well, fortunately, there is one more beer, so I want all of that one. What is it?
So, finish up. We got Sequench Ale. It's a session sour.
Oh,
it's one of the ones I really enjoy, especially during the summertime.
Yeah.
I know it's been a little bit more on the cold side lately, okay. But it's still an excellent beer to have right now. Clocks in, I believe, at 4.9%.
Now this one you can definitely smell coming. There's some fruit and some sass coming your way.
Yeah, ooh, there's definitely some stuff going on here. So we got some lime juice, some lime peel, some black limes.
That's right.
And some sea salt.
I've never heard of a black lime.
I don't know what that is.
Again, a lot of people Googling black limes right now. It's happening. I can hear it.
We're just changing up the entire analytical thing for Google this weekend.
That's right. You're welcome, Google. Tell them the Morning Hog sent you.
Well, like I said, this clocks in at 4.9%. It's 140 calories. They're not allowed to technically say it. The sea salt's in there for a reason. It's because I'm not allowed to say it either.
Oh.
Well, it says quench. You can say quench.
Right. So we're allowed to say thirst quenching. So this was built to hydrate you in a way.
Like a Gatorade.
Like a Gatorade.
Yeah, like the same theory that you would get from chugging a tasty Gatorade or drinking it.
I feel quenched.
Yeah, you're right. Your body will thank you. Electrolytes and all the things that your body needs, you may find those in Sequench. As you set these beers up scientifically, this is a great finisher if you're out maybe having a few beers. This is a great one to throw in the mix because it's unlike the others, even though it falls under the Dogfish banner.
Agreed. I would recommend either starting with it or finishing with it, just because that little bit of tartness. If you're a fan out there of the Gozas or the Berliner Weisses, this is right up your alley. But even if you're not, give it a shot, because it's not overly done. It's not punchy in the back of the mouth or anything like that. It's very enjoyable, easy drinking, in my opinion. And it's almost like you just squeeze an extra lime in one of your beers.
Waking up your taste buds for sure. And we just woke up the Volusia County and surrounding areas with four fantastic options. And unbelievably so, these are BOGO right now at Publix, right? And you say ABC will be next week?
It should start on the 14th. Okay. Winn-Dixie should be now.
Winn-Dixie. And
like I said, they're all, it depends on their participation, so check out your local store. Again, don't come yelling at me if it's not at that particular one. Just check out.
Or you can go to srprot.com/beerfinder. Also, if you want to see what else they have in their arsenal, go to dogfish.com.
Yeah, they got some cool information on there, man. That's some really cool stories. If you have some time, check it out, because every one of their beers has a story, and they're all very interesting.
If you want to email Josh and yell at him, that's joshbrewbeard@srparat.brew. And just go ahead and send
that email now.
Hit send to that email and see what happens. Wow, that's great. And, you know, the next time that we meet, we will be all into the last few days before Christmas. So I'm very much looking forward to a festive holiday episode next Friday. So until then.
We got a surprise for you, too.
Oh, there's a surprise?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, Guy, did you hear that?
I did.
I mean, Cole in your stocking, technically, still a surprise.
Yes.
But,
All right, well, we will hold our breath until then. Hey, cheers.
Cheers.